conversations. We're playing for sheep stations. What used to be footy friends and fun, and now that Dino has come and gone, we're playing for sheep stations. We're playing for sheep stations.
Thanks for that, KP, and to a lesser extent, KPP. Thanks for that, Max Plath. I love you. Thanks for that, Kyliero, getting it done after many coaches sold him. Joined tonight by Guardsy, Mark and Dan, nearly a full compliment. Still can't get the man who's had Alfie back on the show. Just think he's brushed us for the rest of the year, maybe. Not sure. We'll try and get a cameo performance from him.
I know he's not listening to this.
I know he's not listening.
Yes, this is a point. Yeah, we'll try and get him back.
We can't. Boys, here we go. Last week, I had a pretty good week. I was at the footy. There's this whole new raw dog challenge with flights. Dan and I were at the footy at the Knights game. I had,
talking about raw dogging and being at the footy together.
Listen, we didn't go to the toilets together. We didn't use the urinals together.
That's true.
But I had KP as my captain. I was looking pretty ordinary before it. And I said, we've got to go raw dog. We can't look at Supercoach updates. A bit like that flight challenge where you just look at the back of the seat. I just had to watch a pretty boring last 20 minutes. Every bit wanted me to get in. I had KP. We sort of negotiated around 80 to 85. Opened the app and he was 130, and I nearly, probably the loudest cheer at McDonald Jones Stadium was when I opened the app after the game.
There was some slapping of my inner thigh and I didn't like it.
The second loudest cheer was when the All Abilities game came on at halftime, which was a bloody outstanding thing. Some pretty good ball players. Parra could do worse for the back end of the season. Guardsy, how'd you go? I haven't really had too big a look at actually how everyone went. I know that there's some people around head-to-head and I've got a little bit of a sore spot in the playing for sheep stations head to head. You didn't make it this year.
I don't.
Okay. No certificates.
I'm all about overall.
No certificates.
I'm all about overall.
Guardsy, how'd you go this week?
Yeah, another shit week. I've had two in a row.
Are you still in the top 1,000?
Just.
Oh, right. Okay.
I saw 208 red arrows. So not what you want. Down to 882. Scored 1194. It could have been a lot worse. I started to believe in the Broncos on Friday night, so I decided to change my captain from Val Holmes to Cleary, which I got lucky.
Very lucky. Could have been lots worse. You probably wouldn't have been in the top 1,000 otherwise.
Yeah, Cleary wasn't looking good either, but turned that around. But yeah, I couldn't make the move to Walsh to Ponga. I just wanted to hold a trade. I didn't want to use a trade, and then Ponga comes out and gets injured or something, and Walsh has made it easy for me anyway by having the bye and getting injured. So that's exciting. But
what's been reported about his injury?
4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
Is he? What's he done?
Great for sand in his vagina.
Broken hand.
Jeez, he did. He did that early. So that's.
Yeah, when Val. Oh,
tell you what, imagine if he went off, I would have.
So he was actually pretty good then.
Yeah, It was a weird week for me, though. I actually didn't have anyone really stink it up. I don't know. I didn't have anyone go large, though. That was my issue.
A fairly good week, you needed your captain on someone who went 120, 130. Yeah.
Like instead of an 86.
Yeah.
And also not only either of the blokes, Turbo or Ponga, I lost about 30 points there because Walsh scored like 86. So.
Yeah, cool. Mark, how did you go?
Slightly better than Guardsy. I think I beat him by one, and I told him I was catching him 1 point at a time. I think I'm catching him by about 9 points at a time this week. So 1207 for me. So a drop of 450-odd spots down to 7,537th. I thought it was going to be significantly worse. Plenty of low scores early in the round. Chloe Matangi went off with an injury. Did come back on, but he only scored 34. Jaden Campbell didn't score well. Val, who we thought was going to go off, what did he get, mid-50s?
Nah, I think he only got 40-odd.
44. Val, 56.
The man I bought in last week, I sold Payne Haas to Taniela Paseka. Good decision there, but bad decision to have his 70 points riding the pine. So could have been a lot worse. Pains me to say it, but the Knights came through for me. I had to go and have a shower, give myself a scrub with a wire brush, but Caelan Ponga and our friend Paul Pierce got the score to something somewhat respectable.
Dan, we enjoyed the footy on Sunday together.
We did.
How did the week go?
Not great. I don't know if anyone's seen that gif, but look it up at the little girl and she's like sliding as she's falling down on the slide, but just waving goodbye to everybody. I've waved goodbye to the top 10,000. I'm sliding towards application areas with 4 weeks to go. That's, you know, if I keep moving, well, maybe I might keep in the top 20,000. Who knows? Down 876 spots to 11,529th place. For the listener who's interested where I'm traveling.
Thanks, Dan. Always good to have your positivity back. I'm sure it boosts somebody's morale somewhere.
That's right.
Well-cooked Angus scored 13.35, so finally I've got the win for the boys this week. I think you've outscored me for the last 10 weeks in a row, so it's nice to be moving back into the top 10,000, 8,768. Problem is, I kind of went, who gives a shit? I'm coming outside the top 10,000. I'm going to use Aiden Gardner's theory. I've got four trades and a boost left. So I boosted last week down to one trade.
Listen to this sneaky trade. I heard about it on Sunday.
Yeah, look.
It didn't tip the pods in.
No, it probably cost me, though. I went Paseka like Mark because I needed the cash to bring in my man, Daly Cherry Evans, at the back end of the year. I love him. I don't know anyone that talked long ill of him. He's one of my favourite Queenslanders.
You're disgusting.
His long neck, because his long neck and my short neck makes a normal neck.
Averaged out.
I also bought in Ponga, which was great. I sold Pappy to Ponga. I don't even know. Some nuff out of the second row. Moved Max Plath, my man, the Psyker Plath, up and moved Brown down and then made a heap of moves, which was really great. My plan, and I spoke about, I was going to bring in either Jensen or Willison for Haas, and both of those I think scored more than Paseka, but what Paseka gave me was the ability to get both of those other key players in the key positions. And I'll talk a little bit about that when we talk trades and just how poorly some positions are still scoring at the back end of the year when the whips are cracking. Even the good blokes are not really lighting it up week in, week out.
Good news is we've got, what is it, 4 weeks to go?
Yeah.
4 weeks for that massive score.
You've got to get it, yep.
I'm due.
Guardsy, I've got one thing that I want to disagree with you, though. I've got one trade. I don't think it feels good. I think it feels shit-ass. I really don't like going into the week with one trade. I opened the app and I had to look. I've only got two non-playing players, which was I was really thankful for, so I'm just going to have to cross everything and hope that I make it to the end of the year with that one trade.
Two non-playing players.
Yeah.
Please.
It's not a... We say it a lot. It's not a visual medium, this, but when you said you went down to one trade, you should have seen Garty's face light up here on the Zoom. It was incredible. It was like
I technically had more trades than you to start this week.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I've done it. I'm a well trade done. War.
We'll see who uses the last one first, though.
I'd say you.
What about me? In the words of Shadow Noel.
Do you have any more?
Zero, boys. I pulled the trigger.
All right. So having a look at Teamless Tuesday doesn't really interest you except
for it most certainly does because for the green dot on my trade.
For the green dots on your screen. Yeah. Mark, lead us along the Teamless Tuesday for round 24 with the Broncos on the bye.
Well, we kick off round 24 with a blockbuster. First up against second, Panthers and the Storm. Both Liam Martin and Sorensen are out for the Panthers, replaced by Maverick Guyer and Liam Henry. Dylan Edwards and James Fisher Harris have been named on an extended bench for the Panthers, so one to watch out for there if you're a Dane Laurie owner, perhaps. For the Storm, Katoa has been named to return. That pushes Liero back to lock, Asopa Solomona to prop, and Cammy Kamika to the bench.
If you go to the NRL app on your phone and have a look at the team list, Nelson Asofa-Solomona, Nass. His photo is so much bigger than anyone else's. They just couldn't physically shrink it down.
The anymore. Scale. They just had to do the photo.
Especially next to Harry Grant.
It's huge. Like, I don't know if that's
so funny,
intimidatory thing, but it's massive. Like,
put anyway, that on socials.
Anyway,
media manager.
I haven't got time.
All right.
Listener, enjoy.
Yeah.
Go and look for yourself.
So that's good news for guitar owners. He's back in the lineup. Moving on to Friday night's first game at 6 p.m. We've got Manly up against the Warriors. This will be a game where non-turbo owners are probably going to be hiding behind the couch here watching this one for a couple of hours. For Manly, Oshae Olay returns, pushing Nathan Brown to the bench, and Sifley drops to the extended for the Warriors.
Is my man Paseka playing?
He is
great.
Playing, yes.
I'm not playing him this week.
SJ returns for the Warriors. I think he missed last week with a quad injury, or the sticky tape came undone somewhere. Tamari Martin, who filled in last week and again tutted up, I think, nowhere to be seen. So I didn't watch the game. Did he pick an injury up at the end of the game there last week, Tamari Martin? Anyway, he's not even on the extended bench. Marcelo Montoya returns on the wing, and Adam Pompey in the centres, replacing Ed Cozy and Leah Tower, respectively. Luke Metcalf, interestingly, is on the extended bench, having been out long-term with a broken leg. I think he's played New South Wales Cup the last couple of weeks, so he's closing in on a return there.
He was very good at the start of the year, and their slide coincided with his injury.
Hmm. The Friday night 8 p.m. game is the Roosters up against Parramatta at Allianz Stadium. Dom Young has been named to play for the Roosters despite picking up that hammy complaint a couple of weeks ago. So the Roosters, they're 1-17 from their last game 2 weeks ago, having the bye last week.
That's really good that they're an early game for Dom Young owners, so that you're not stuck with him on a Sunday trying to figure out what you're going to do when there's no one to play.
Yeah. For the Eels, Kilmer Tuolungi onto the bench for Matt Dory. That's the only change from the team that what peaked Parramatta last week, gave up 14-point lead in
6 minutes.
Well, I thought it was 4 minutes anyway.
Could be four.
What a time to be a Panthers fan, though.
I agree.
Great time to be alive.
I was kicking stones with six to go.
What? What are you grumbling at there?
Please.
Hey? Well.
Still room, Dan.
Oh.
Still room on the bandwagon,
never,
buddy.
Never.
We move to Saturday's fixtures, and the first one is Saturday 3 p.m. It's the Dogs and the Dolphins. The Dogs escaping the madness of Belmore, taking a game to the Fighting Juice capital of Bundaberg, up there in Queensland. The only change...
Can you imagine the Doggies fans souped up on rum? Look what they did after Belmore souped up on kebabs, fanning them.
Holy.
Lock everyone up in Bundaberg. Just lock the houses down.
Lock your daughters up, yeah. The only change for the Dogs...
I don't think it's worries. Gender doesn't
matter. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even need to be talking about the Bulldogs and Vegas.
Only change for the Bulldogs is the return of the weak-gutted dog on the bench.
Jamon Samon,
with Hapoi dropping off. And for the Dolphins, Don Bradman, also known as Mark Nichols, he drops off with a head knock, replaced by Lachlan Hubner.
Never heard of him?
No.
Good on you, Lachlan.
Anyway. The Dogs truly are trying to create the smallest pack to win an NRL comp if they're dropping.
You do have you heard that stat, though? They won in 84?
Yeah. They lost in 94.
They lost in 94. They won in 2004.
They lost in
14.
Yeah.
Oof, is it the year of the dog?
No, I
don't think there was a team like the Panthers running around in.
No. So, well, speaking of that.
Well, the Panthers were running around.
I read somewhere today that Greg Alexander came out with a quote that if it was if the salary cap didn't exist, the Panthers would have had a winning streak that rivals the St. George team of the 50s and 60s.
Probably.
Yeah.
Look at the players they've lost.
Yeah.
Still getting the job done.
I know. The Saturday 5:30 game is the Cowboys up against the Raiders up there in North Queensland. Big news, Chad Townsend dropped, gone.
The Chad.
You're off to the Roosters, Chad. We don't need you anymore. You were.
He's got a hair appointment.
Well, that would take all week, I think.
Yeah.
He's been replaced by Jake Clifford. Jeremiah Nanai is out with the head knock. Who did he have a head clash with? I can't remember who it was. He came off second best anyway last weekend. It was one of his own players. He's replaced by Finafuiaki.
I've got a feeling it was that. Was it Val?
I can't remember. Anyway.
I don't know.
Don McKaylee onto the bench for the Cowboys. For the Raiders, Jordan Rapana is also out with a head knock. A bit of musical chairs in the back line here. Sebastian Chris goes to the wing. Strange to the centres. And Cook, who seems to be Ricky's new favourite there, he's come in at 5'8".
Tom Starling's his new favourite. He's the
flavour.
Well,
he is, yeah.
I
wish he was the flavour at the start of the year and we all could have picked Starling up for not...
Instead of Levi.
Mm.
Levi is back onto the bench with Emre Guler and Trey Mooney drops off the bench there.
Big Red lurking on an extended on an bench extended. Too.
He's not getting a game.
Never to be seen again. They probably...
The Dragons, apparently. Big Red. Well,
match the
head. We're hearing.
Geez, he'll look good in red, won't he?
Red V, redhead.
I can't wait till they play in the old Steelers jersey.
Just see him charging down the field.
Looks like a flame.
The Saturday 7:30 game is the Tigers up against South Sydney. This could be anything, this game. A real game of touch footy. Both teams out of contention.
Could be nothing, too.
It could be nothing. It could be either a nil-all draw or a 48-all draw, this one.
Not interested now, my man. Ruben's not in.
Well, he's just shuffled to the bench, replaced by Seyfarth in the starting 13. One of the Fainu's, they obviously haven't been meeting their Fainu quota, the Tigers, the last couple of weeks. So Sione is onto the bench. And Lau Lee, who looked all right on the wing, he's only a young, I think he's only about 18 or 19, has looked all right on the wing. He's recovered from a head knock, so he's back on the wing. For South, the only change is that Talis Duncan comes into the team, replacing Cheekam. Jacob Host, who impersonates an NRL footballer, is back onto the bench.
He does count on an edge too. Follow on a tangy. An edge, did he play on an edge last time?
No.
Oh, it's Murray back at lock, is he?
Murray's back at lock. So if you're a Kolo Amatangi fan
or an owner,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I think that's probably good with the minutes that he's been playing. There is a question from a certain Mark around Kolo Amatangi in the questions. So
there is, you're right. Sunday's games kick off with the Dragons up against the Titans. Kyle Flanagan has been named pending the outcome of his judiciary hearing this evening for overeating at the Crichton Buffet last
I was
going to
say, will he be over his indigestion yet?
Yeah.
Garvey, I think you might have said he was probably had a few boogers in his guts after it, so he might still have a sore gut. Hopefully.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
We might end up with some...
Yeah, Moses Suli suffered a knee injury, I think, last week, which will rule him out for the rest of the regular season. He's been replaced in the centres by Matt Fianne. Jack Bird comes onto the bench with Toby Couchman, who's returned from suspension. Harm Selle worryingly got shipped off to hospital after irregular heartbeat. He's got, I won't even try and pronounce the name, but he's got some heart condition that is common when you get infections, and he's had the flu. So he's in a bit of trouble, Harm Selle. They don't think he'll play again this season either. And Fatala Mariner has dropped to the extended bench as well. For the Titans, Brian Kelly returns from illness. Brimson goes to the bench, and Francis drops out of the team from last week. Mo Fotowaka is suspended. Aaron Clark moves into the starting side and Palacia onto the bench. And Bo Fermor has been named on the extended bench.
Can you believe they wouldn't let me bruised pick,
kidney?
They wouldn't let me pick Aaron Clark as a female in the mixer.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Outrageous.
They also wouldn't let me pick that other person in the men's either.
No,
couldn't. Broncos. So.
I couldn't get the
LC Albert.
LC Albert in the men's. Yeah. Well, that's my men's option.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't tackle her.
No.
I watched her play the other on Sunday or whenever they played, and it would strike fear to me.
Mm-hmm.
like that Broncos center. I don't know what her name is, but she scored 4 tries or something on the weekend. It literally is the case of give it to the big kid there, and she's twice as big as the rest of them.
And there's a Canberra interchange player with a fair goatee.
Anyway, the round finishes up at Shark Park on Sunday evening at 4 o'clock. Sharks taking on the Knights. The Knights have named the same 17 as last week with Brayley at number 7. But Trindle is lurking on an extended bench with Hamlin Ueli and Guardsy's man, Ronaldo. He's on the extended bench. So
are they having a laugh naming Brayley at 7? Is it just that they can't get a 7 jersey big enough to fit McInnes?
Well, yeah.
Because that's not how it happened. I thought, yeah.
Well, Brayley defended at 7, but in attack, he played dummy half, and McInnes played the other side of the ruck to Atkinson. So, then for the Knights, the only change is Dylan Lucas named a return from his hamstring injury, replacing Mapapalangi.
Who stole a try. He was the only one on that left side we didn't want.
I hope you bought a triple and you got 3 8s this year again. Continue that run of luck at Knights.
No, that's we didn't. Good. We didn't.
Anyway, that's team list Tuesday for round 24.
Nice, mate. Thanks for being so enthusiastic around the team list Tuesday.
It's I just don't like doing any work at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday.
It's really taken the load off us teachers that work so hard all the way through to the late hours of the day. Guardsy, agree? Thanks, mate. now, we've got a couple of weeks of angry fans that we need to get out of you. Remember the game that the Broncos lost? Who was that against?
The Titans.
Oh, the Titans, that's right.
I was there.
Big brother.
Yeah.
Burning little brother.
Yeah.
Dan was there. This week they had a win.
Yes.
It just doesn't seem like the right time to get you on for angry fans. But are you angry? Do you know what I was angry about? The women's game has started and we've got Belinda Clark refereeing a men's game. I don't understand it.
The women probably told him they don't want her because she's useless.
And
they're trying to grow the sport.
Have you seen
to grow the product.
Casey Badger's been banned from certain games because the NRL didn't realise that Gavin Badger was working for the Tigers. Or South, or whoever he's working
for. I don't think they're aware it wouldn't make a difference. She's shit either way.
Righto, Guardsy. Hit us with your angry fans for this week.
All right, before we start, actually, we'll do it at the end. It's all right.
Okay.
We'll end on a high, a happiness. The happiness at the end. So
I'm not sure if you understand this segment.
Remember, we don't have a praise.
Well, we'll get the anger out of the way and then we'll be happy. Oh, there's a praise.
Then we can praise.
Okay.
There'll be shut up. There's a praise list this week, all right? All of you. Anyway, we might as well start with what David was talking about last week. I'll tell you what a fucking show that was, the Broncos. Dean Mariner, I was ready to hire a hitman. I've never hated a footballer wearing a Broncos jersey so much.
Oh,
I've hated some players, but that performance, I was livid.
I think if we go back to the tapes, there's a fair bit of Fletcher Baker.
Oh, well, Ben's soft vagina is the top of the list, but that's obvious. I did it there. I didn't call him Ben. What I usually call
him. Yeah, well done, mate. Good job.
Thank you. Anyway, Dean Mariner, the worst defensive player I've ever seen. I reckon every time he missed a tackle, I had to scull a beer. I was that angry.
You were pissed.
I was going to say you forgot
pissed by the first
20. Oh, I was absolutely pissed by the 30-minute mark.
Yeah. You've forgotten Wonga Blake and Morgan Harper's attempt at...
Mate, Dean Mariner would miss a tackle on those spuds. He was fucking terrible. And the fact that Kevy named him again, fuck me. Fuck Kevy too. Anyway.
Has he named him for the bye?
Probably. He'll probably still miss tackles. Anyway, let's start with this week now. Peter Goff, that short little fucker referee, refereed the Parramatta Penrith game. Jeez, he tried his best to get Parra a win there, didn't he? He was fucking blowing his whistle for calls that have not seen all year.
The karate kick, the pushing the back off the kickoff.
Yeah. And then he's trying to be tough and tell people to go away, giving them attitude. Like, fuck off, you 3 foot tall, you little midget fucker.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then, no offense. And then
any midgets out there, we love yous.
They let a clear obstruction in for the last Penrith try.
No, that was a great call. Great try.
They've called that all year.
Cleary got the points, so yeah. I needed them.
And Penrith got the win, so I was happy, but very, very disappointing in the consistency rating.
All right, who's next? Ashley
Clark. Be able to see it subjectively now without the fans' lens, you know?
Yeah, well, fuck refs. This list is basically all refs now, just so you're aware. which I'm sure you're not surprised about.
No.
Because they've been fucking shit all year as usual. Anyway, Ashley Klein, the Bulldogs on the list as usual. Had another stinker on the weekend. I tell you what, he reffed the Broncos game. First of all, the Tom Dearden try where he awarded the try for being close enough. I didn't realize refs were just allowed to award the try without seeing the ball cross the line. I thought, you know, you got to see it on the line. Ashley had no fucking chance of seeing the ball on the line and stood there and said, yeah, boys, that's a try. We'll award that. And then the bunker just said, yeah, good work, Bulldog. We'll award it too, even though we can't see the ball on the line. So Tom Dearden's getting tries for being close enough. So fuck Tom Dearden too. He's a soft vagina.
I'd have let it go if it was Val Holmes.
So would I. and then the other one where he tried to give Drinky a try as well when he clearly dropped the ball. And Ashley was actually in a good spot for once, which never happens. And you could clearly say Ashley was in the right view to see the ball be dropped. And Ashley goes, yeah, boys, that's a try too. So fuck the Bulldog. And he'll probably get an Origin gig next year because of that game still anyway. So fuck you. Who's next? Grant Atkins, boys. What do you mean, Grant? I tell you what, I was throwing that out in the Canberra game. How did poor old Joe Taps get sin binned when Canberra should have got a penalty? That's a dangerous tackle all year.
It's not really, though.
But all year they've caught it. That's my point.
I bet you can't say that.
Not against Brooksy.
Yeah.
And why? Because he's short and little.
But what about the...
But it's a gun.
What about the Penrith Parra one? You were happy with that. They've given that all year, but...
No.
I want some consistency with you. Yeah,
I'm just after heads. Consistency. I'm just after consistency, that's all.
So am I. And that's going to work. All year, anytime someone has lifted, they've gone, no, mate, that's a penalty. Dangerous.
You know, if we're looking for consistency guards, he probably should have been sent off like Gordon was.
Well, I don't blame Joe for telling Grant. He probably told Grant the same thing that Ravalawa told that touchy a few weeks ago. He deserved it. But the video ref, what did he say? He said he gently placed him on the ground or something. Mate, he didn't. It's fucking rugby league, I tell you what.
It's Brooksy.
Fuck Brooksy too.
No.
Brooksy can be on the list too, just for being Brooksy.
But on Brooksy, he's not going to want to know what to do in September when he's playing finals footy, is he?
Mate, poor old Brooksy's already booked his trip to Bali. He's going to have to cancel it.
They're going to have to play Jake Arthur injured.
No, not over my man Brooksy.
And then the final one is, of course, Jared Sutton. It's not a chin list without Jared Sutton. In the freaking Bulldogs game where he's caught a knock on, and then they've said, all right, Jared, we'll challenge that. And he goes, no, you can't challenge it. It's a forward pass. What the fuck do you mean? You caught it a knock on. How can they not challenge it? And then he's just decided that it was a forward pass because he knew he fucked up. And if they challenged it, they were going to win the challenge.
I can't believe
he tried. He tried to throw the touchy under the bus. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He could. he initially called it and then he's gone, oh, no, no. He said it was a forward passing, so you can't challenge that.
You can't. You shouldn't be able to do that. If he says it's a knock-on, he's fucked up, so you shouldn't be able to challenge it because you fucked up first. You can't then change your mind and say, no, it was a forward pass.
I can't believe you haven't put the referee of the game where the Canberra guy went through, came off, and then he kicked it, and he called it up, and it should have been a try.
Was that Hudson?
Well, that was Green as well.
No, that was Cook, wasn't it?
No, but Grant Atkins was the...
Yeah. How big a stink is that? Like, let that play through.
Like they did at the Knights game.
Belinda did a good job and let that play through.
I didn't watch it. It's like a... Should have been called back. I didn't know him, Ponga.
Bit of consistency, hey? They called the first one back.
Should have been called back. I just want consistency, all right? But seriously, fuck all the refs. I can't wait for the final series because they're going to make some stinker calls. And the good news is I won't have to worry because the Broncos won't be playing. So, fuck the Broncos too.
I think our Panthers are good enough to rise above.
Yeah. Oh, you two are on the list too for still carrying on about these Panthers shit. You can fuck.
Yeah.
You two are Mount Druitt meth dogs.
Yeah, I'm knocking. I knocked some of Mark's teeth out with a hammer, and he knocked some of mine out with a brick. Yeah.
Tell you
really
what,
fit the bill now.
You're both grubs. Anyway, let's talk about the praise list now, boys.
But at least we go for New South Wales.
All I'm going to say, boys, is it took 7 years, boys, but my man Corey Jensen.
I know.
For trying. Yes. I tell you what.
He deserves praise.
I tell you what, boys, for the last month I've been feeling in my plums that he was due a try. I was a little off, but he got there. Wasn't that a good one, too?
We probably could have had a dollar on him for the last 6 years and he still made us a profit. That's how much he pays.
It was an outstanding try, though. He got the ball off the
offload. Was it the first try?
He got the ball off the offload, ran 40, beat the fullback, scored under the sticks. That's what he'll tell people in 10 years' time, but that's what it looked like. So
he was a good purchase for Haas, 97 on the weekend. Hey,
Corey Jensen's been my draft king all year, boys. Tell you what a pickup.
Nice. Nice. We finished there, Guardsy?
Yep, fuck the refs.
Awesome. So it was first try. Imagine what he was paying for first try. Imagine what he was paying for first try scorer. Would have been anything.
Thousands.
More. And the rest, first try scorer.
Oh, yeah, he would have been 7 or 1.
The poor bloke hasn't scored a try since 2017.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, we've got some questions. We're going to whip through some of these. We haven't got too many, but we're going to finish with Dom's questions tonight. He did get them in late. So I know Guards is excited by that. Rod says, is Jerome Hughes a trade? Looks like he is struggling with Munster back. Are you still a Jerome Hughes owner, Guardsy?
I am. I wish I kept Sam Walker instead.
So what would you do now?
If I've got trades, I'm trading him to Sam Walker.
Yeah. Anyone else you could trade him for?
No, Sam Walker. Roosters have a great run. Don't worry if Sam Walker is if he gets a week off.
Because Terry Evans, any love for that?
No, fuck him.
I love that.
I think there's two people you'd trade for.
Phoenix Crossland.
He's not one of them. Can you even buy him at halfback this year?
Adam Reynolds?
Probably not.
You can buy him at halfback.
I think Hughes is the go-to Walker or DCE if you've got trades. How many trades do you need to have to make that trade? I'd say four or more.
Three or more.
Three or more? You live on the edge, I'm saying.
Only one.
You don't need only one. No, it's not one.
You can do it in one move.
You can do it
saying,
in one move.
In saying that, though... So they said that the Cowboys game, they'll probably rest Jerome Hughes.
Yeah.
So Jerome's probably going to play Penrith, Dolphins, and the Broncos. So he could score.
I think he'll
score 1,000 against the Broncos.
Well, must be nice.
I think he's a sell. Anyway, we'll move on. Tim, he says, I have Burbo, who has turned into an AE nightmare now that Carl Lawton, the man, the mountain, is playing in the back row. I have three trades left and 263K in the bank. Firstly, should I trade? And if yes, who to? I would probably trade Burbo out if I had
Depends what position you got him in as well, though.
Say that again?
Depends where you've got him. Do you have him in back row? Do you have him at center wing? Do you have Jules to move?
Okay, so how much is Burbo worth? Can someone look that up for me?
I will look it up.
And then let's do a trade in the centers and a trade at second row to get this one over the line.
Burbo 417.
Okay,
what's he got? 200 and what?
263. So what's that get you to? 680.
Yep.
So he's got 680,000 to spend.
Zach Lomax.
Yeah.
If you're in the centre, Zach Lomax. If you're in the back row, can you get Crichton?
No, 699.
That's a shame. Can you get Olakau'atu?
Olakau'atu. Yep.
That's where I'd be heading.
You can get Eli Katoa, you can get
Nicara.
So
Jacob Preston at 646.
All right. So there's
some people. Yes, trade Burbo.
Yeah, yes. Three trades I'd be trading out and you'd be upgrading significantly and you'd be really good.
Or you could go in the center wings, you could look like Joey Manu. He's a little bit cheaper, but
he's got a good few matchups. If you don't have Dom Young, I think Dom Young's that cheap as well.
Daniel Tupou, you could even look at to be different.
Yeah. Yep, so there's a few different options thrown out there. I think 680,000 is a good amount of money to spend to upgrade over Burbo. I can't see Burbo really.
Ben Gagai at 646.
Yep. All right, we're going to keep pushing on. Luke, best two centers for the run home. One is Lomax.
Yeah.
Just with their draw, I think they're really good. Like he scored 80 on the weekend, and didn't do a lot. I think. The other one will be either Dom Young or Joey Manu. I think
Jacob Peraz is another. Bulldogs have a really good draw.
Yeah, okay.
If they pass the ball to him.
So geez, best two centers for the run home. Guardsy, name your two.
Lomax is one.
Yep.
And then just looking, it's actually Ruben Garrick. I'm a liar.
Okay.
It's Ruben Garrick.
Dan, have you got someone to throw in there? Your best two centers?
Yeah, Ruben Garrick. I'm not a non-owner, but yeah, go ham.
You don't own Garrick?
Nope.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Enjoy the points, everyone else. yeah. Just for my man, Dolph Hunties, Kelly Keller.
Oh, Brian Kelly. I don't think so, but anyway, we'll move on. Mark, who have you got in that spot?
I would say Lomax, and if he wasn't a risk of getting rested, I'd throw Brian To'o in there as well, but I think he will probably get a rest. Penrith tended to do that the last couple of years.
So. Yep, if I've got Lomax is definitely mine, so that's four Lomaxes, and I think Dom Young's going to score probably eight tries in the run home. Yeah. I think he's if he's fit.
Captain
he's,
him.
If he's not fit, I'm not sure, but if he's fit, he's definitely my man.
Probably only get three tries on one leg against Parramatta this week.
That's yeah. about right. Yep, that'll probably be...
The captain the dog.
Yep. So news just in. Dan, you've hot off the press.
Oh, it wasn't my breaking news.
Or was it Mark's breaking news? I don't know. Someone's breaking news. Kyle Flanagan. By the time you listen to this, it won't be breaking news, but we just thought it interesting to talk briefly about it. Mark has a pretty good take on Kyle Flanagan around the charge.
Yes, but and this is not original. He's found guilty, and Twitter's lit up already, or X has lit up already. Someone's put on there, what was the charge? Eating a nose, a succulent Samoan nose.
good on you,
which
X.
Is fitting given the passing of our Jack. I can't remember what his surname is anyway, of succulent Chinese meal fame.
Yes, and I mean, the argument, I'm sure, was that Crichton shouldn't have put his nose in his mouth and he wouldn't have had the opportunity to bite it. But we also discussed that at St. George, they probably put other things of appendage nature into each other's mouths and they certainly don't bite them off. So Kyle has form.
This is democracy manifest.
Yeah, so look, I think you'll get the same number of weeks as Jack Whiten did, three, potentially four, just because it's Kyle Flanagan and everyone knows he's an absolute dickhead and we want to rub him out for the rest of the season, which would be really great. It might test the depth.
Is Amon available? Oh, no, wait.
No, Amon. He was poorly
treated as well. He's not. Jags, you really can't.
I see our juniors back in... Yeah. Back in trouble again, allegedly spitting on a young woman in a Wollongong nightclub this time rather than chasing tradies around the suburb with a hammer. So that's not allegedly. That all right. is confirmed.
So we've probably talked enough about Kyle Flanagan on a Supercoach podcast because he's fairly irrelevant, I would say.
More Flano chat.
We're moving on from the Flano chat. Dan, not of the Dan sitting next to me variety, he asks, would you sell Cody Walker to Max Plath or DCE or hold him for the Tigers matchup this week? Cody Walker hasn't been set in the world light. He's still got that calf niggle. I think you just couldn't sell before a Tigers matchup. Could you?
Well, DCE's got a New Zealand matchup, though.
Which is pretty nice, too, isn't it?
Mm.
So, I don't know.
But any Manly players?
Well, I sold Walker last week, so that was my ticket to Kalen Ponga last week. So,
I think you can have quite a few Manly players because they don't have any more buys. They're still going to be playing right to the end of the season because they could be playing for a home final or a second chance.
Well, the points can be spread, though. That's what if you've got multiple Manly players, then there's a sharing of the points.
I think you could say the same thing for the Roosters, and a lot of people have got four or five Roosters. I think if you target the right Manly players like your Garricks, your DCEs, your Olakuatus, your Turbos, there's not a lot of other people. Maybe one of the wingers will score plenty of tries, but they seem to be the guys that are in the points consistently. Would you sell Cody Walker this week? I want to know how many trades you have to start with, because I think, and also, I know we don't play head-to-head and we don't advocate a lot of head-to-head.
No, hate it.
But if you're playing head-to-head and your opponent has Cody Walker, it could be a really good move to sell. because he has a high potential to not go. He's got to do a lot to get his points at the moment. He's not scoring a lot of points in hit ups or any of that.
Sort of stuff, two tries so. a couple of weeks ago and only got 40 or
something. So I just think the incidental points of tackle busts and offloads and that sort of stuff is not coming because he's not getting deep into the line. Garzy, what do you think around Cody Walker? What would you do?
I would sell him.
Yep. Would you sell to either of those or is there someone else you can think of?
Nah, Sam Walker's the only other one if you don't own him.
Yeah.
That's the only one I'd be looking at, Sam Walker.
Yeah, Mark, you got anyone else you can think of? I think it leads, it's sort of like that Hughes question a bit, isn't it?
Very similar.
Maybe.
But... any love for Matt Burton?
No.
I just don't really, I haven't really gone into the Matt Burton hype.
He just doesn't seem to, even if the Bulldogs put a big score on, he doesn't seem to really go massive.
So I think, yeah, I'm with you. I think you're actually selling this week. I think even if you're lowish in trades, just because of the risk of the injury as well, and you might miss out on some good matchups for other players if you don't make the move, particularly someone like Sam Walker against the Eels this week. So that's something that I would do.
I think we should encourage listeners to share the amount of trades they have when they have the questions.
Yeah, it might help.
Is that okay, Lister? Just share the trades, share the number of trades you've got so that way we can give you the best.
Wait, not important.
I'm just
if you've got a trade, use it.
But that's the thing. If Dan, you've got multiple trades.
Dan's just trying.
I'm just trying to see if anyone's got any spares that they might want to share.
All right, next question comes from Mark, and this is from the man sitting next to me because he wants our opinion. Thoughts on Kalo Matangi, what has happened to his minutes? Dan pointed
apparently
out.
Apparently he had a cork.
Okay.
To an edge. No thanks.
Do you like the fact that he's moved back to an edge or you don't like that?
No.
No, I don't like it either. He just doesn't, he's not as involved.
Cam Murray now looks better.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind having Cam Murray at his price, would you? I'm a bit filthy that Murray's not stayed out on the edge so that I always have an eye when I'm not doing fantastically. To next year, and there's a few blokes that I'm already starting. We might do in the last round. We might do our black book for next year. We might try and find some underpriced. Dan talked about one at the Knights game. Do you remember that one?
Zach.
Yeah, Zach Hosking. He looks like he'll be underpriced in the second row. I hope he doesn't perform as well as Sean Lane. Sean Lane was pretty shit for the first 20 weeks, and now he's come good once everyone's off him.
Zach.
Absolute bum.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Zach's in my team.
So, thoughts on Kalo Matangi? I probably wouldn't play him as often if I had a fairly strong 17. He might be.
He's sitting this week.
I just wish the coach would open up for next year already.
Yeah, so it's a tricky one.
We've got a team picker.
We got BBL ready before that, mate. We've got a good off season with BBL. Guardsy's in this year.
No, I'm not.
Guardsy. Guardsy.
Only percent matches, eh, Guardsy?
Guardsy, questions from Dom. Dom starts with, I have 6 trades left.
Thank you,
and
Dom.
In my team, I have 3 AEs, which I think he means
nuffs.
I think he means nuffs. So he said Asako and Hughes to Myers and Tarponate. So I'm assuming
Fletcher.
I'm assuming the Hughes is Sam Hughes. Asako and Sam Hughes to Fletcher Myers and Tarponate.
Don't mind the Myers trade.
I don't love the Myers trade. I don't think there's a lot of value in that. I think
kick skulls, scores tries. What else do you need?
Which I would be going cheaper in the front row and getting a gun center wing.
That would be what I'd be doing as well. I think we proved that point last week. You could save money on Tarp. Stop it. I know you've got this love affair with Myers because you know his parents and
Myers is dirt cheap.
Yeah, but there's a reason. He's playing
because this is his third game.
Yes,
it's not the time of year to be looking to make money.
No, that's thank you, Guardsy, for the sense of reality check in here for Dan.
I was just trying to give Guardsy a chance to help Dom properly.
Okay. Good one. You did. Well done.
You're welcome. You've walked straight into it, Guardsy.
Well done. I think we proved last week that you can go cheaper in the front row and still achieve a pretty good result. Mind you, Tarponet scored 80-odd with a sin bin. He played 45 minutes or something ridiculous and scored 85 points. Ooh. 2 try assists, which aren't going to happen every week, but... a sin bin's not going to happen every week. He's probably more likely to play 55 than 45.
He's not feeding Papali.
It's not the worst move.
His wife could go rogue on Ricky again. Yeah. You never know.
It's not the
score with his wife.
It's not the worst move, but I think you're right. I think I'd be paying less in the front row and more in the centre wing and pick one of those centre wings that we spoke about in our best two centre wings. If you can get to Lomax, I would. He's not that highly owned. 17%. I didn't look in the top 10%, but 17% across all of Supercoach.
He plays for the Dragons.
Which I think is pretty good. He does play for the Dragons, and Flano's out now. Really there. You know, it might disrupt their attack. Kyle Flanagan not being in.
Yeah, they might be better.
Who's going to get in the way now?
Okay, so his next question is hold Marnie or dump him for cash. Don't need him.
It's all right. I don't have to be here next week.
I would sell. What? Hold Marnie.
Different. What do you mean don't need him? What do you mean don't need him?
Well, I think he must have another hooker who he can play each week that doesn't have a bye.
Well, like who?
I've got no idea. Someone look up Dom's team, please.
Surely he's got to have either Harry Green or Appy Coruscant, who both have a bye, don't they?
No, Harry doesn't, but he'll get a rest.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's like a bye.
Appy, well, he might get a rest.
Reed Marnie, I think, is in a little bit of doubt this week. He picked up a shoulder injury. He didn't finish the game last week. So
what's Reed Marnie?
Appy doesn't play round 26. Yeah. So if you own Appy, you don't have a hooker. And Harry Grant's not going to play round 26 when they go to North Queensland. So what do you mean you don't need him? That's a stupid point. You do need him.
Trade him.
Yep, trade him.
Stack of cash.
What's right enough him?
Down to 440,000.
So you can't. It's hard to get someone at 440,000. What's Starling worth?
Significantly more than that.
Is that right?
Enough him.
Starling's in the 500s. 509,000.
So he does have Appy Coruscant as his second.
So he doesn't. So how does he mean he doesn't need him? Has he done any research, or is he just saying he doesn't need him because he hasn't realised that Appy Coruscant has a bye? So he's an idiot.
Holy shit! Is Rose behind you, winding you up here?
No.
Holy smokes! Draw breath, my friend. You're going to explode 12th man style. Oh shit! I forgot to take a breath. I think that's why he's asking us questions, Guards. He would give advice. But that's the idea. But
why? What's frustrated me is he said don't need him when clearly you do need him. How can you say you don't need him?
Okay. So no, you don't.
You need.
You don't think he should dump him?
No, I think he should. You ask stupid questions, you get stupid answers.
Who are you selling him to?
Oh, Billy Wilders.
Tyson Smoothie.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Jaden Beryl.
Yeah, Jaden Beryl. Get my man.
I think the answer to your question, Dom, is that you probably need somebody. So you need to think very carefully about where you spend 440 something thousand. If you've got anything left in the bank, if you've got a Connor Watson at second row and you can sell Marnie, move Watson up.
Have Watson.
Okay. Well, you don't have that, so that's carve that idea. But you need to find somebody who you can play in round 26. That's my advice to you. I would probably
have Plath either.
Yeah, Plath's worth a fortune.
Plath is a hooker.
Plath's worth a fortune anyway. All right, his last question. I haven't even got down to this one, Guardsy. So this is fresh from Dom without me vetting it at all. he said, I didn't read this. Don't need him. Or am I better off writing out my positions and nothing one of my 500K plus players and using the cash to trade guns based on matchups in the final rounds? Wow. A lot to process there. I'm not sure I understand. Am I better off writing out my positions?
I think maybe that's a double-pronged.
Okay.
What does he mean writing out his positions?
I'm not sure. Should he nuff out one of his 500K players, I'm assuming, in the center wing and save, get a war chest with his six trades and bring in people based on matchups?
He's asking way too many questions for where he's ranked, to be completely honest.
You don't like it? He's used his quota. Well, I asked the blokes over here. You'll just sit quietly for now.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we're looking at his players that are in the 500s, he's got Greg Marju at 529, Jermaine Asako at 547.
I'd get rid of Jermaine.
Yep.
I'd nuff out Jermaine if you're not going to play him.
So Fletcher Myers.
Well, you could nuff him to... Well, he's not enough, but you could...
Yeah, but...
Okay, you could trade him to Fletcher Myers, bottom price, get a war chest, and then with five trades, you could...
One a week.
Rattle them off. Pick up guys with good matchups.
Adam Fanua Blake, Xavier Wilson, who's not playing this week. He has to play Sam Hughes this week in his front row.
That's fine. Front row is a shit position. I wouldn't worry too much about the front row.
No, I would play him for a week.
Quite personally, I would play him for a week. So there's
well, the when he does it. When he doesn't have a hooker because he doesn't need one, he's going to play Sam Hughes anyway because it's going to be his AE. So.
Guardsy, you just had to finish with your little say, didn't you? Love it. Thanks, Dom. I really appreciate your questions, and I love how frustrated it makes Guardsy. It is the highlight of my night. Boys, we always do trades now. Mark, I think you're the only one with multiple trades, aren't you? Oh, no, Guardsy, you've got multiple trades
too. I've got two, thank you.
Okay, sorry. I put you in the same basket as me.
Soft.
I just thought you liked to trade more than me, but that's obviously not. Coward.
I'm disappointed in you, Guardsy.
Did you like my move last week? That was pretty game to make three trades when I only had four, use my boost. Did you like that?
I wouldn't have done it, but...
What do you mean?
That's the biggest load.
He wouldn't have done it because he wouldn't have had a boost. That's the
biggest load
of
shit.
Yeah, there's no way you had
a boost after keeping a boost, keeping a boost for this late is soft. And you've used it because you felt like you had to now.
Okay, I sort of did actually. Because if I used two,
had no choice.
If I used two, I would have only had two, and I
exactly.
Couldn't
so then you would have wasted a boost.
Listener, keep me accountable. I'm keeping it. I mean, I declare it today. Heavy declare. I'm keeping a boost for the last round next year.
I think you said that last year.
No, but I was
going to. You're gonna have one trade left, so you're gonna waste the boost
for next year. No, that means you're gonna keep three.
So you're gonna keep three trades. No chance in the world.
No, I agree.
I'm doing it.
I'm going to snip this bit up and I'm going to keep it somewhere safe. I'll keep this little snip safe and we'll play it at the end of next
year. I'll be like the Broncos and just lose every game.
I've stopped trading. Dan, you only have 14 players.
I don't be like Peter and have 400 trades with two games to go.
Never wish to be like Peter. Never. It's not a thing. Okay, Guardsy, trade plans this week. What are you up to?
I'm trading Reece Walsh to Kalyn Ponga. Look at making another trade.
Okay, what is it?
But I'm not going to.
Do it!
Tell us what it is and we'll talk
about it. So, I was looking at possibly trading Jermaine Asako.
Yep.
For Zach Lomax.
Yes, do it. On it, I'll do that.
How many active players do you have?
Heaps.
Yeah, okay, so what do you think? That'll get you to zero trades. How many players do you think you'll have resting in the last round?
Well, I don't think Melbourne will rest, which will help me. So, realistically, maybe just some Roosters. I don't really own any Panthers.
Mm.
Do you reckon the Roosters will rest? They've just had a bye.
Yeah, maybe Cleary.
In the final week too.
But I've got Jerome Hughes, so I'm hoping if Melbourne rest Jerome Hughes the Cowboys game, I'll have Jerome Hughes. So
the Roosters play Souths at a Core Stadium in the last round.
Yeah.
Your feuds.
So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to have that many. And I've only really got the only non, I've only got one. Oh, I've got two MPO, no, non-playing Dom, not AEs. And that's, I've got two. I've got Will Price in center wing and I've got Viljami Fifita in second row, but Viljami's there. So him and Cotter can bounce up and down if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What are your plans for that last trade anyway? If you hold it for a week or two to get Lomax in 2 weeks when he's
well, got save it. I was gonna save it for Jesse Ramian, obviously.
Or when your man Ronaldo comes
back. I've held Ronaldo.
But yeah, I was looking at Asako and Marzu. They were the two I was tossing up.
Did you? If you're getting Ponga, you probably want to keep Marzu for when they have a good, matchup. I think Dylan Lucas back also probably sends them down that side a little bit more often.
Yeah. And Asako's been one that I've held on to and I wish I didn't. And yeah.
Did you hold or sell Ronaldo?
Huh?
Did you hold or sell Ronaldo?
I haven't got Ronaldo. No.
I'm going to be the only one.
I don't really like the Dolphins run either. They play the Bulldogs, Melbourne, Broncos, and Newcastle. Broncos, they'll probably go all right, but.
I think the sit versus starts this week. Asako is definitely a sit if you've got the numbers because of the very nature of the Bulldogs' defense.
Asako, I'm currently playing him, but I haven't really worked out my reserves yet. But yeah, that's.
We'll get to
I'm thinking about Lomax as well. We'll see.
Okay. Mark, trades?
One trade locked in. So I've got four trades left at the start of this week.
Solved.
One trade locked in, Joey Lussick to Connor Watson. And I was waiting on team lists to see if Dom Young was named. If Dom Young was ruled out, I was going to move him to Zach Lomax. So not sure what we'll do there. We'll watch the late.
You have
line.
A Sarko?
No.
Okay.
Sold him already.
Yeah, right. That was smart. Well, I've only got one trade left, so I'm not doing anything. If I could make a trade, if I was going to make a trade this week, I don't have the money to trade anyone to Zach Lomax because the people that I'm willing to trade don't have that kind of money, and I've only got $5,000 left in the bank. So I really, it's a trade for, it's probably a trade for the last round when I can flick Adam Fanua or Blake and use dual position to get a second rower or a centre wing in. So, yeah, Dan, and I'm not going to even worry because you've told us you got zero, so you're not making.
No, well, I'm making
this.
My
last. Oh, you're making a trade this week.
Making my last trade this week. Oh. I'm going to zero.
I thought you had zero to
start. I've got zero now because I've already made the trade.
Oh, okay. Well, hit us with it.
Fuck you, Jaden Campbell. See you, bud. And Tom Trbojevic, in you come.
Okay.
Let's go, Turbo Tommy. It's turbo time. I've been sending that gift to people for weeks. And I'm finally doing it.
So, who are your fullbacks now?
Turbo and Teddy.
Turbo and Teddy.
Let's run home, baby.
So you can't, you don't have the money, obviously, to sell a 5'8 and move.
I could.
Campbell up.
But I'm not selling my man Brooksy.
You've got to be fucking kidding.
Or Galvin. My man Brooksy, I've had him all year.
There's a lot of stunned silence here.
There's a reason you're ranked where you are there.
Holy moly.
There we go, viewers. Listeners, whatever.
You can't be fair income. You're going to sell Jaden Campbell over.
It's pissed me off.
Either of those two blokes.
The last 2 weeks. So that Broncos just, game, he did nothing.
Just look a little further afield than those last 2 weeks.
Mate, did you see who they were the other side was defending against? Why would they go to Jaden Campbell when Dean Mariner was missing tackles?
I think
I was there.
I think that's not a good decision.
Well, it is not having any trades with 3 weeks to go.
True, but the decision to sell Jaden Campbell is your last sell.
Good decisions in my life, thank you. Supercoach is not one.
Oh, my God. Okay, Gardsy,
I'm all about.
Rank that decision by Dan in line with the questions Dom asked.
Don't even try.
Gardsy. It's up there with Dom's I don't need him.
Fuck you, Gardsy. I'm always your biggest fan.
Mate, the fact that you want to hold Brooksy over Jaden Campbell has shocked me.
Or Galvin. Galvin's got a bye coming up. Look, Galvin's got a bye in round 26.
Galvin is going to score 120 this week, though.
Yeah. Who does Campbell play?
Dragons. I like it this week. Oh, I like it.
Particularly if they're... Well, now they're going to be running a different half, like a different 5'8". I don't even know.
I like Jaden this week. 100 plus. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, you watch. Dan, you're going to be shaking in the corner.
Brooksy's going to score 40.
Brooksy's not going to score. Look back to when Brooksy scored over 100 again.
I love it.
And check.
Brooksy's been killing it.
But out of those, if I'd sell Brooks. You've actually just made a fair bit of cash out of him, too.
I would be selling Brooks or Galvin over Gamble.
I'd be selling Brooks before I sold Galvin, even with Galvin having the week off.
I'm just saying I'd go Brooks, Galvin, then Campbell.
Me too. That'd be the order for me too.
I could sell Jerome Beers.
Oh, no.
And keep Brooksy.
I wouldn't.
Oh, this is great listening.
I just...
That's
just
sure. Coming to Brooksy.
Right. Okay. Wags teams. I'm moving on because that's just rattled me. Wags teams. I'm going to go first because it was a bit of a shit week for Mary. 1180, down 522 spots to 2,831. Mary forgot to change Ellie Katoa, so copped Burbo's AE. It looked bloody good till...
She could have played Brooksy.
She would have played Brooksy as her last reserve.
She's had him all year.
Had him all year.
It's kind of faith he gives to the people.
And would have...
Held him all year.
Oh, Dan, stop now. And would have scored upwards of around 1,300 without... the very ordinary AE of Burbo. So the question resonated with me around Burbo for Mary's team, and I'm going to probably give the advice. She's got a bit of cash in the bank that she might be able to sell Burbo for a better acquisition this week. And I'd say that acquisition is going to be Lomax. And if she's got a few trades, I think she had 5 trades at the start of the week. So if she makes 2 trades, she doesn't have Angus Crichton. So she's got Kaloa Matangi, and she might just move Kaloa Matangi aside for Angus Crichton. And that might be her team set and forget until the last week where she's going to use the last 2 weeks where she'll hopefully have three trades for the last 2 weeks. Mark, Alison's team. Got a bit of a bone to pick with this once you talk about it. But anyway, let's go.
She's on the up. She's flying. Alison's team got 1,356 points last week, even without the C on the headgear dog Ponga. So she rocketed past me. She moved up 1,700 spots to be sitting in 6,823rd spot overall.
So in the playing for Sheep Stations head-to-head league, I had a little look. There's only one player that I think, or maybe two players that could have beaten me for the week. Beat me. She beat me. Yeah, I played her in the head-to-head final. I scored 13.35. She scored 13.50-something.
Lucky we don't care about head-to-head.
Lucky I've got a second chance then, and I'm still a chance to print my own certificate.
Yeah.
So
lucky you don't care about head-to-head.
I really don't.
No.
But I do when Alison
bets me. It's not that important.
Guards, have you looked at Roses?
Yeah.
How'd she go?
She scored 11.08. She also did not take Ellie Katoa out and missed out on Max Plath because of that.
Ooh. Ouch.
Also did not play Sharp.
Oh, she played. I think that was pretty common. A lot of people didn't play Sharp. Good that she's held him. That's staying patient right there, isn't it?
Yeah, she's, you know. She's... But she's bringing in Angus Crichton this week as well.
Nice. Where's she ranked? Pretty low.
29,000.
Okay. Moving up in the world a little bit, maybe?
No, that was Reds.
Oh, Reds in that one. Dan, you still running this team? Helping you?
I'm helping Emma. Emma? Yeah, I helped Emma because I have minimal trades and that itch is... Yeah, I got to see someone about that. I made three, helped Emma make three trades.
Still had a boost.
Yeah. Still boost. Oh, actually, only two trades. I kept that boost. Don't need that. But she brought in Callum Ponga last week and captained him. And she scored 1,300 last week. Outstanding. Played me in a head-to-head league. Like, yeah, I don't care about that. And knocked me out of the final spot. So,
yes.
Lucky I don't care about that.
You've never been one to
print my own certificate and hang that up in my office ever. So some highlights. Tom Hazelton scoring a big try.
That's always a highlight.
Laugh.
It's a bit difficult. You're working around parameters, aren't you? You've got to have certain players in your team, and you're not allowed to have certain players in your team.
Yeah, that's right. Carrigan's got to be in there. Her man, Paddy Carrigan, got to be in there. She's got to have a few Sharks people in there. So Nicro and Euro doing good things. She's not ranked very highly, but she'll make a few trades this week. She's got heaps of
Very good.
She's trying to work out how she can get them to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
She did say that at the footy, actually.
She's a good egg.
She was pretty keen to transfer him to Dan.
There you go. Just looking at that play for Sheep Stations League, it's the two Wags straight into the preliminary finals. I felt by a gay guy and...
That'll do me.
Hey?
That'll do me. So...
They want to run on the podcast next year.
I think Mary's team beat the Cocaine Cubicles, didn't they? That's Dom's team.
Yes.
Oh, unlucky Dom. Beaten by a girl.
It's 2024. We can't say that.
I did, and I can.
We can't say that.
Captains and vice captains. Mate, we've got a listener, and it's not a girl.
What?
Okay. Captains and vice captains, boys, this week. They were pretty important last week. I got a bit of a jump. I finally got one right. Saw like the difference between Ponga and Cleary was very heavily captained after the vice captains on the Thursday didn't do very well out of the Melbourne Storm team. So it was an opportunity to make up about 80 points on people that captained Captain Cleary. I'm sorry. I can see a bit the same this week. I think Cleary will be very heavily vice captain this week, playing on Thursday, and then it'll be a toss up between one of the fullbacks as your captain, I imagine, with Teddy having a good draw, Ponga having an okay game against the Sharks, and Turbo playing against the Warriors at Brookie. So there's a few decisions to make, and it could really determine how well your week goes. Some of those decisions are going to determine how well your week goes early. Mark, what do you got this week?
So I do have the VC on Cleary on Thursday night into Tedesco against the Eels on Friday night. So I could be just throwing all the toys out of the cot
early
before the weekend.
Mm. Guardsy, what are you doing with your captains and vice captains?
I'm going to VC Ruben Garrick, and I'm going to captain Teddy.
Leaving Cleary alone altogether.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Ruben Garrick's matchup against the Warriors.
Okay.
So
nice.
Quick.
Hey?
Quick to pull the loop.
Yeah, you're going to have to pull the loop very quick. Eh?
No panic here, mate. No panic here.
He's no a seasoned campaigner of getting the VC wrong.
Yeah. I can tell you, no panic when you're looping so quickly.
Oh, that's, yeah. Like, Dan, what do you got?
Parramatta winger.
Let's watch the Warriors game. Warriors Manly go to Golden Point.
Oh,
you can imagine.
No, but if you'd know by then if you're looping or not. You'd know well before that. Dan, what do you got, Captain DeBoer?
Yeah, probably VC Cleary and captain one of my fullbacks.
Nice. One of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either Teddy or Turbo.
All right. I'm thinking at the moment Cleary vice captain, Teddy captain. But if Garzy's sitting, if he's potting Cleary, I might do the same. Still ranked 8,000, so what have I got to lose?
Yeah, I might VC Brooksy.
You should. If you're keeping him, you've got to captain him, I reckon.
Straight C
on Brooksy. All right,
done it 2 weeks in a row.
Can we do a quick sit versus start questions if you've got any of those to throw out there? We've got to try and wrap this up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I got one.
All right, hit it.
Currently, I'm not playing Jerome Hughes.
Okay. Who are you playing instead? Uh-oh. We've lost him.
Walt Disney.
The internet couldn't handle that take. Mark, you got any sit versus starts, and we'll try and get Guardsy back.
Yeah, at the moment I'm sitting Kaloa Matangi. I'm sitting Dylan Brown. And I've got Jai Grace off on the bench as well. So my reserves currently are Connor Watson, Dom Young, Marzu, and Ponga. So I'm tossing up whether Marzu is in or someone like Dill Brown or maybe even Jai Gray against the Tigers, but I'm just too frightened not to play Marzu because just like Fletcher Sharp got four last week, that could just as easily go down the other side and Marzu could get four and that would just annoy the shit out of me with him sitting on out of my squad.
All right, we've lost Guardsy, so we'll have to try and have a little bit of a FaceTime or something with him later to get his sit first starts. We won't be able to share them with you, unfortunately. I've got the question between Reece Robson and I suppose Dylan Brown, Asako, and Marzu. I think the others I'm pretty keen to play. I think I'm keen to sit Asako. Pretty keen to sit Pierce Paul. That's an obvious one. But I think the decision comes down to between Robson and Marzu. Where would you head, Dan? Robson and Marzu, which way? I don't mind Robson's matchup
against the Raiders.
I don't mind that up there. So I think that's the way I'll go. I think I'll sit Marzu. If he comes back to form and Ponga and him form up a really good combination,
give it a week.
I think I'll just cop that on the chin somehow. Mark, did you have some? Did we talk about yours?
Yeah, I went through mine.
And did we give you an answer?
Yeah, I was tossing up Marzu as well, but I'll probably still have him over someone like Dylan Brown.
Will you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, I've got that decision to make as well. Maybe we can talk a bit later. It's a tough time of year, I think, when your squads are getting pretty deep and you've got 20-odd players that are realistically able to fit in. I found last week really easy having quite a few Roosters players. Mm-hmm. So it meant I didn't have any super hard decisions and I had to play someone like Pierce Paul. That's how desperate I was starting to get. So in that sense, not too bad. Mark, magic multi-time. Daniel here as well. I don't know if you want to collaborate.
I'll stick to singing.
Okay.
On the advice of Kev.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll be pleased. I took one for the team, Dan. I just played dead last week after the flack you cop for going none from three. I wanted to just stick solid with you. So I duly went none from three in the multi last week.
Okay. Let's get three from three.
Back in form. Look, it's not a lot of value around this week when I went looking.
There's value in winning.
There is value in winning. I liked Hopewate.
Which one?
Lehigh Hopewate for Manly up against the Quokkas, not John.
Is the one for the Raiders playing?
I've bumped into John at a couple of late night establishments, but
does he remember never you? Like Romeo Davis remembers me.
I wouldn't think so. Now this is the Dolphins tend the stat show. They leak tries to right wingers. So I've got Carraz from the Bulldogs in for a try. And then the Titans don't mind giving up a try to fullbacks. So while he can't tackle, he can certainly find the try line to Ross Sloan. So Hopewate, Carraz, Sloan, anytime try scorers.
Well, that's all you need. You only need him to score. You don't need him to save.
That's right. Those three will get you $6.26 or $6.98 with a boost.
Nice. Yep. Kev, we'll take those, won't we, Kev? You happy with that? I hope so. Reach out via the socials.
You can't ask Kev for his answer now.
I can. I can say. Let us know in the socials so that we can include it next week. I've got a little conundrum. Our last podcast, I'm away. And I'm away with Kev.
So maybe you and Kevin can do it.
Well, I'm thinking about taking the gear and we can zoom in and we can have Kev as a special guest.
I'll have a wake up.
Yeah, so.
You're going to take it on the road.
I'm going to take it on the road and have Kev as a special guest and the rest of you can zoom in and we can ask Kev about his early round strategies and his grand plan. His grand plan.
Laying him out like a shooting star.
I tell you what, he was cocky. After 3 weeks,
he was
given advice. He was ready to go. I want to know when he realised that the grand plan didn't work and what modifications he's going to make to that grand plan for next year. So
he'll be up and about too, Kev. Western Bears
look likely. So I think that ends the pod tonight, boys. I think we went a bit too long. But anyway, once we're all together, the band's back together almost and we just talk a bit of dribble. Kyle Flanagan. 4 weeks. I just got a message. 4 weeks. Unlucky. That's the rest of the regular season, I'm pretty sure, isn't it, for them?
Yeah.
So good luck, Dragons. And for those Dragons fans that thought he should have got off, unlucky.
You got some flogs.
Thanks for that.